bounce back from adversity. Where does that come from in your estimation?
I think just you play this game in a long time. My parents, just different qualities, you know, people around me. Like I said, my parents have instilled in me since I was a kid just to, you know, when things happen, you know, don't let it beat you, you know, the next play and different things like that. And definitely gone through different things playing since I was a, you know, kid. I mean, when you're a kid and you do dumb things or make mistakes, it hits you pretty hard. And I've cried going home to games when I was a kid just because I was so angry about it. But then you just grow up, you learn how to deal with it, and, you know, you just keep moving forward.
Nick, on the plays, stick with you now? I mean, or is it something that you've been able to just...
Nah, it's like I said, when I was a kid, it probably would, you know. When I say kid, I mean like elementary school, middle school. But, you know, it's definitely tough when it happens, but you just sort of know that your teammates are looking to you because you're going to go back in there. And the first thought in my mind, you know, when I got to silence, I can't wait till we get the ball back. I cannot wait to go in and get that ball in the end zone. So there's a fire right there. You know, you never want that to happen. It does. And, you know, you just got to bounce back from it.
So much focus has been on how well Michael played in the last game. Do you still believe you have a chance to be the number one quarterback?
Hey, I'm going to keep working. My mindset, you know, stays the same. My work ethic stays the same. No matter what, I've always kept the same, and I'm going to keep doing that.
So your mindset is you still think you can be a starting quarterback?
Hey, my mindset is I'm going to work as hard as I can. My ultimate goal always is to play. You know, that's my ultimate goal, but I'm going to work towards that, you know, not change anything.
Were the reps today just like they were yesterday?
You know, we're switching it. You know, we're doing what we've been doing. Y'all been here watching us throughout camp, so we're just, you know, we're doing the same stuff.
Nick, it looked like you had the plays on Thursday where you had the run pass option, a run and a bubble screen to the one side. What kind of advantage are you looking for in the box to decide whether to hand it off or to throw the screen?
I mean, you're just looking for a good box. You're looking for numbers. I mean, anybody can look and say, hey, you got five guys blocking. There's five guys in the box. It's a good box. And, you know, if they try to bring something, you got to do something else because we can't block everyone. So it just gives you other options, just a way from running the ball right into all the extra defenders.
When you were watching the film, how do you think you did on those decisions where you had those plays?
I feel like I made good decisions on those plays. I feel like, you know, been progressing throughout camp and progressing throughout the offseason and everything. So I just got to keep working on it.
Does that kind of determine, like, whether you guys run or pass a lot, just what the defense is showing you, how many guys they have in the box and all that?
I mean, no, plays come in, and, you know, sometimes you change them, sometimes things change. It just varies. It really just varies.
What about the one where you had the zone read, and then I think you threw it to the sideline to Avon? Is that supposed to be a lateral, or is that supposed to be kind of a forward pass there?
It could be both.
Okay. Is it dangerous kind of if you're throwing it behind you?
It's something you got to really work on in practice. Something you really got to work on in practice.
And how far are you supposed to go carrying the ball in that situation? You can go beyond the line there if you're going to throw a lateral. Correct?
Yeah.
Or does it depend upon, I think the read guy there was the safety.
You're fishing. It's good. Yeah, I see it. No, I mean, you know, we're reading guys. I don't really want to say who we're reading, but, you know, you got to make a decision. Either I'm going to run it or something's going to happen. Based on different defenses, different looks, different blitzes, different things. So, you know, you really just got to, when it happens, you got to feel it and you got to make the right decision.
Nick, the third preseason game, teams start to get a little bit more, you know, deeper with their guys and do a little bit more. Do you expect to see maybe more blitzing third time around?
I mean, it's always a possibility, like you said, in the third preseason game, teams like to do that. So going into it, you always want to prepare for all the blitzes and understand what they've brought in their past, what their coaches have brought in their past. Mm-hmm. And you got to be ready for anything they show. And our guys up front are doing a great job. And it's us and, you know, it's our job in the backfield to see the rotation, just to see where, you know, things that our line necessarily can't see.
Would you say that you and Mike both in the first few games haven't seen that kind of some blitzes, but nothing disguised or crazy to really try to rattle you?
Yeah, I think that a lot of teams early on really just trying to get their coverage down, work on different things, and they brought blitzes, but they're not going to, you know, they're probably saving a lot of it for the season, a lot of the exotic blitzes, but, you know, you always got to expect anything. A lot of teams might want to work on their blitzes that are pretty crazy, so we got to be ready for them.
Hey, Nick, I think it wasn't until the 19th period yesterday when you got your first team snap. In today's practice, how was the split?
You know, it's just similar. I mean, it's just, you know, how it's been throughout camp. Y'all been keeping track on it. Nothing's really changed.
But today was our first day that we couldn't watch.
I know. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. Nothing's really changed. We're just going at it like we have been.
Today your turn to be out there first?
We split the rest, you know, alternating.
It wasn't split yesterday, though. I mean, it wasn't an equitable split yesterday.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, in a game, you know, it's not going to be equal split if you split it because, you know, some drives are longer, some periods you play for a drive, some you don't. So it's just how practice is structured sometimes.
Do you think back on with the blitzing, if you and Mike both see some a decent amount against Jackson, do you think that's kind of a part of the competition here that's going to be a big part of the factor that may have not been there yet?
Just seeing blitzes and picking
up. What do you guys do against, you know, extra pressures?
I mean, sure, that's part of the game. That'll definitely be something of, you know, when a team blitzes, you really want to take advantage of it. But, I mean, you know, it's we just got to keep playing. I don't think we can just really stress on that. We always look at blitzes. We always study film on blitzes and what teams are going to bring. So our mindset of how we're going to prepare hadn't really changed.
You've shown the proficiency in the past to throw in a muddy pocket. How important is that going to factor into this quarterback battle here?
I mean, you know, Mike can do the same. You know, Mike's very talented, and he's able to make plays with his feet. I think that, you know, him and I just got to keep working, keep pushing each other. And, you know, no matter what, you know, we're going to keep, you know, we've kept friendship, and we're making each other better each and every day. All the quarterbacks, we're all working together. We're all pushing each other. We'll watch each other, and somebody will make a great throw. And you can pick up different things watching quarterbacks around you that make you better. So it's been a, you know, great process of pushing each other, making each other better.
What's the deep ball for?
It's coming. I know you're excited for it. I'm excited for it, too. I'm ready to let one rip. So we'll see.
Nick, if we're up to you, when would you want to know, you know, who's the guy? Does it matter to you sooner or later?
Whenever Chip decides, hey, I don't go to bed at night stressing over what's going to happen. I sleep great. When I'm here, I'm working my butt off. It's not a focal point for me. I'm going to keep becoming the best player possible. You know, Mike and I have a great friendship, so, you know, we're working. We're working to make the Philadelphia Eagles better. We're working to make all these players better around us. So we have a really good thing going. We just got to keep pushing it.